Well, I was at home this morning, I guess about 10 o'clock or something or so, and I was called. And at that time, my reaction was I was hoping that we could keep it a secret so no one would know, and I could slip into the Hall of Fame without anybody knowing it. And it doesn't work that way, I guess.
Well, I'm sure you must have been elated. Talk about your emotions on this day. Obviously, it's something that I guess most people don't really think about when they embark on their careers, but you're fortunate enough to have had a very long and successful career. Talk about your emotions today.
Well, it's one that is filled with me being very much in awestruck. I mean, I just don't know where I go from here. I have some degree of apprehension. It's just a bunch of mixed emotions. But as I look at this, and as I've had a chance to just sit down for a couple of minutes, I tend to have flashbacks, and I tend to look back at my life and recognize that so much of my life has been with people, and I see faces, and yet the faces are only there temporarily, but as far as I can see and as far as I can dream, I see nothing but faces of young people that has been a part of my life.
Does it mean a little more, John, this honor having come after a season where your team had to fight back from such adversity to have a great run in the NCAA tournament?
Well, I don't know if I can pick out just one thing, because as you look at your life, you have to look at the body of work that you've undergone. But I can't help but remember that every year I've had some kind of a problem one way or the other. Every year I find myself, going through a question as to, why am I here?
Well, I suppose one key to becoming a successful coach, especially at the college level, is you have to learn about how to coach and how to become successful. What have you learned in your years as a coach, first in Division II, and now with your many successful years at Temple? What do you think maybe are the one or two things that you've learned about coaching that have helped you the most?
I think the most important thing is that when you look at it, I've never had a situation where I can look at all of the youngsters that I've been privy of to come through this program without wanting to be here. You got to remember that all my life I've practiced at 5 o'clock in the morning, and when you get athletes who come here, they want to be here. It's not just people that I recruited; it's people that we felt that we liked, but they liked us also.
Well, I think that probably is one of the many interesting facets of your success, is that you've been able to run this program at a very high level nationally while running those early morning practices and while competing in a league that obviously is very, very difficult to recruit in, yet you've made a successful run at getting players in there and players who are willing to work at the time of day that you want them to work.
Well, I think that's the whole thing, because if you're going to be a good teacher, a good parent, a good coach, a good businessman, you've got to get somebody to buy what you're selling. Your message must be strong, and it must be one that's been filled with a lot of fun also, but I think that you have to realize that it won't work if they don't buy what you're selling.